This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Friday. Hard to believe the 13th day of April, 2018. And we're going to be riding right through the next 4 hours and another 3 hours with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone in the War Room. That'll be it for this emergency 34-hour transmission. Stop World War with Russia. And there have been some major signs that Trump is backing away from the tweets about Assad being a murderer with gas and being an animal, and that our smart missiles were coming. Really didn't like that on Wednesday. Pat Buchanan didn't like it either. First thing Trump's really done that made Pat Buchanan want to throw up. Well, yesterday Trump tweeted, "I never said I'm going to strike Syria. Never said if I would, never said if I wouldn't." Okay, I like everything else Trump's doing. I know he's under attack. I know I'm under massive attack for supporting him, so I understand the globalists are really upset because he's mainly taking power away from them and transferring it back to the nation state, out of the TPP, out of the UN. But that said, there's other big signs that things are still cooking. And if the neocons and globalists have already been caught staging three chemical attacks, and now this fourth one appears to be staged, and they sure tried to get us to rush into war hours after it happened, and they've been beating that drum that we're all Russian agents and we don't want World War III. How dare Russia go defeat ISIS? But still, in the air, the nuclear doomsday plane goes airborne as war fears grow. E-4B Night Watch allows U.S. to maintain chain of command in the event of a major conflict, and the airplanes are airborne right now. There's nine of them. And they are normally following the president around, but on the ground, except when they're following the president. But once the DEFCON goes up closer to thermal nuclear war, they stay in the air, at least part of them. They can stay in the air for 150 hours. That's what's admitted. They're electromagnetically shielded so that they can take a nuke going off just a few miles away. That is a high-tech piece of equipment and undoubtedly one of the most expensive aircraft in the world. And I saw some foolish comments on InfoWars going, how are you going to run command and control with only 50 people on board? It's the people in command back to folks on the ground. It doesn't mean the whole command and control is in the air. It's like a couple of AWACS can direct the whole attack of hundreds of jet aircraft, sorties, fighter bombers, you name it. But the fact that it's in the air, that most of the nine planes are in the air, that's classified, but reportedly most of them are in the air. They're being seen, confirmed that some are in the air, shows you that this is a serious situation. Correction, I said nine planes, there's 10 planes. So we're going to be breaking all of this down. Obviously, Trump has come out and called Comey a slimeball. And the media's like, how dare you call our gracious Lord, our unelected bureaucracy, the vice president of the deep state, Comey. The president was McCain, but his brain tumor is so bad. The president of the deep state's now Robert Mueller, the Lord and Savior of the left, and their unelected government. How dare you when he went on national TV, ABC, Comey, and said, I don't know if women urinate on the president. Might be true. Well, how do we know Comey isn't getting in the sewer lines at night and eating big old piles of crap? I mean, I don't know if it's true. Maybe Comey's a child molester. Maybe Comey snorts methamphetamine off of hookers' rear ends. I mean, none of that's probably true, but you sit there and say it. But you're saying about the president, you dirtbag, on television, when that whole PPGate thing was what was paid for by you and your buddies at the Justice Department, illegally sending money to the head of the Justice Department's operations wife at the Fusion GPS. You people have no shame. And the deep state's fighting for its life. We're winning, but we're in the thick of battle. So cry, have it, let loose the dogs of the info war, and let them have it. That means press the attack. Don't think about who's winning. Attack.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You are tuned into either on radio or broadcast television, cable television, or internet streams, or by podcast later. To the most hated multimedia news transmission in the world. Most hated, most infamous, most dreaded by globalists, by tyrants, by authoritarians, by child molesters, by devil worshipers, by control freaks, by scumbags, by fascists, by criminals. Take Comedy Central and its stupid no-ratings show that they admit is completely based on me and the sets and everything trying to rip off our office so they can then misrepresent who we are with fake satire. And then they come up and confront me on the street with total hatred and disdain, shaking in their petty wannabe elitist behavior. Think about that. You steal somebody's identity. You got a fake news show hiding behind comedy. And then four nights a week, you have a program misrepresenting your prey. That's what they do. And then they make the joke, oh, Alex Jones is a crisis actor, and then say, how dare you say no children died at Sandy Hook and at Aurora and at Parkland. And then I explain in the raw video that's on InfoWars.com where I actually stand on that. And that I had debates about it on both sides because we've seen media stage events before. And that I do believe people died at Sandy Hook. But that PR bandwagons jumped on it and took control of it and didn't let a good crisis go to waste. But even when I told Megyn Kelly that last year, even when I said that on air 3 years ago or put out a, quote, final message 2 years ago, the media will never pick up what I actually say because they think it's a weakness point with me. Because they believe I changed my stance on it, which I never really did. But see, that shows how they know I tell the truth. And so their whole world is about distorting that truth. That's their program. And they're not important enough to sit here and even talk about. But it's another indicator on our digital readout of life here of just how upset Viacom, that brought us the nightmare of MTV and the cultural pollution of gangster rap and all the force-fed garbage. This is a Sumner Redstone hate letter to America with a bunch of elitist and talentless mercenaries attempting to demonize the American opposition to being colonized by global corporations. So, it's a badge of honor that these scumbags attack me, but when I finally watched a segment of the show, I've only seen little clips before, because I just, it's just, they act so conceited, like a bunch of frat boys, a bunch of arrested development people, that I just can't watch it. The left fopping around, acting smart, acting snarky, and then heavily editing all of it to misrepresent what I've said and what I've done. And I'm not stupid. I can see the media building their crescendo to have families of the Sandy Hook victims sue me. And that's what this production is. These productions of the, quote, comedy shows are directed by the Democratic Party. Colbert admits it. Jimmy Kimmel admits it. Look it up. They have daily conversations with Chuckie Schumer, with Hillary Clinton. They help direct what it's about. And so they want to put the false idea out to the public that Alex Jones attacks children and that you can't ever question any big public event. And it's all part of the PR rollout to brand opposition to world government and tyranny and globalism as evil, so that other people are intimidated from being involved in the movement to restore the country's sovereignty, its prosperity, and its freedom. Hollywood and the globalists are a cancer at the heart of this nation and other nations, openly at war with the family, openly at war with success, openly at war with independence, openly at war with any form of freedom. Like every other authoritarian that has come down the road in history. Like every other authoritarian system. So I'm done talking about that. It's just incredible to see them do edits every 2 seconds and then to stage part of what happened by watching the video. I could tell that. To see that they shot parts of it when I actually wasn't even there. They would just turn the camera on the street and have the guy talk as if he made those statements to me. Because I was saying Chuck E. Cheese the Rat over and over again, knowing the power of memes, so that we can dub that particular reporter, I forget his name, Chuck E. Cheese the Rat. Because he's like an animatronic rat. And he said, don't try to give me brain force like I'm a gerbil. And I said, you look like a gerbil. You look like Chuck E. Cheese, the rat, animatronic rat. Plus, you're a puppet. It's a perfect archetype. But when you see the shaking hate that the host of the show has and his minions have, it's because the funding for all of these shows has been cut 60-70%. There are massive layoffs throughout mainstream media, throughout Hollywood, throughout all the corporate press. The stuff that Bezos is propping up at the Washington Post is about to implode. I can tell you that very soon. Inside baseball. The New York Times has been bankrupt for a long, long time, propped up by Carlos Slim, the Middle Eastern Mexican kingpin. And so these folks are at war with the country. They want to dominate us like all other strongmen do. And they find effeminate, metrosexual culture to be the best poison to kill manhood, the family, and chivalry. So remember how they talk behind the scenes about bitter clingers and flyover country. And Hillary publicly says she hates the Midwest. And she hates her constituents and hates how they're baristas and want all this free stuff and she can't supply it. They are the ruling corrupt class that launched wars and Arab Springs and all of it. And the camp follower left all went and got two or three worthless degrees at these colleges, and there aren't jobs, there isn't industry, there's not even media jobs. And so only the most aggressive, hate-filled, sycophantic, gremlin-like servants of the globalist agenda are hired, and they scrabble and claw like Stelter and the rest of them, and you see the manifestation of the bottom of the barrel of just repulsive looking. I don't mean even how they look, but their mannerisms, the look in their eyes, the things they say they do. These are horrible, fallen, twisted, truly deranged individuals who cannot stand your strength. They cannot stand your honor. They cannot stand your will. And they want to break you so bad, because then if they can break America, and if they can target Christians, and if they can make all the young people depressed under their control, they can rule over the pile of garbage they create. But only by pulling down the world can they rule. That is their spirit. When we come back, nuclear doomsday plane goes airborne as war fears grow. Stay with us.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up, we're going to look at the accelerated collapse of Viacom, the accelerated collapse of Time Warner, the accelerated collapse of all of these major media companies except for Disney, and of course, that's merging with News Corp. The NFL's lost about 45% of its viewers the last 3 years, and guess who picked them up? The NBA had the highest ratings ever because they didn't allow continued urination on the veterans and the American flag. Oh, you got your free speech, NFL players, little skull-rotten punks. We have ours to not watch your stinking, stupid, roid-head behavior. Let me just continue here, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next segment, former CIA director tears into Trump. Your cacistocracy, am I saying that right? I guess that means a system of unqualified criminals is collapsing. No, you are the globalists that are trying to collapse America. And never when they have Brennan or these other criminals quoted, they go, oh, Brennan's the guy they legally surveilled President Trump and then got caught lying about it. Brennan's the guy that was involved in all this criminal activity. Brennan is so delusional he couldn't believe when Trump fired him and said, you'll regret this and watch your mouth. The bureaucracy, it's like you're 35 years old, 40 years old, and you get home and your 16-year-old son or daughter's at a party when you left for a couple days to go fishing, and your 16-year-old says, it's my house now, Pop, and I'm going to kick your butt. If you try to tell me I can't have my friends over to raid the liquor cabinet, well, let's go outside, Junior. And that's exactly what Brennan's like. An old Wahhabist on the payroll of the last regime in Saudi Arabia. And Trump's rolling all that up. You know, I said that's coming up in the next segment. Let me get to that next segment since I mentioned it. And then I'm going to get more, again, into the collapse of the media. What you're seeing is mainstream media trying to pull new independent media, the free open internet, conservatism, nationalism, populism, common sense, free market behavior, really just survival instincts. They're trying to pull survival instinct into the mentally ill grave with them. You get around leftists, they all grew up in massive cities and tiny apartments. Most of them didn't have daddies at home. Even if they're really an alpha in their behavior and their genetics, they have a beta complex where they want to dominate everybody, and they're all very neurotic, very hateful, very, very alone, very sociopathic, very psychopathic. And the statistics show that. The left, again, 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely to not give to charity. In the entire world, same studies, look them up yourself, just type in, the left is more stingy, commits more crimes. That's in major liberal universities, and they go, we don't know why. Because you're trash, that's why. You're scum. You hate everybody, so you pose as a nice person so you can manipulate people that have morals under your control. So you can misrepresent who we are and try to guilt us all day. Well, it's time to stop letting them define how to talk and what to do and what a family is and what words to use. And in Europe, they arrest people now that criticize Islam. They arrest people that say there's only 2 genders. These people mean business. They're easy to defeat if people just wake up and take action. Now, I'm going to come back with Comey and all the rest of it and Trump calling him a slime ball in the next segment. But right now, we are 28 hours into the worldwide emergency stop world war with Russia transmission. And if you're watching or listening on the radio, however you're tuned in, it is beyond imperative. It is absolutely essential that you spread the live links, the articles, the videos, if you want to crush the globalists. They fear this transmission because we have the enemy blueprint and we have the blueprint of prosperity to challenge it with. And all over the world, every election is going against the globalists, except for the few they're stealing here in the U.S. So we're facing their full counterattack like Battle of the Bulge here. They're the Nazis, we're the allies. They're led by a Nazi collaborator. And the whole corrupt arm of the Vatican that helped Hitler. And the EU is run by the grandson of the head of the Nazi war machine. And the reason I mention that is they're always calling us Nazis because they are the money and the inclination and the will of what was left of the Nazis. And the whole Rockefeller Nazi project. Adolf Hitler was a product of IBM and a product of the Rockefeller Foundation on record. IBM and the Rockefellers commanded Hitler. And they set him up. Hitler was a bad guy. They set him up. He had a treaty with the King of England. England was going to stand down. That's why he didn't take out the British troops at Dunkirk. They were just supposed to evacuate and leave. You cannot make up the... You understand, these are realities. And I have Comedy Central people and all these folks and Media Matters people funded by Soros and right-wing Washington, their main funder, Soros, and they're in my face, and I go, your main funder is Soros, an admitted Nazi collaborator. The EU is run by the hereditary heir to the Nazi fortune, who still owns countries himself, Luxembourg. Like, you know, granddaddy took it over with Hitler, so you get it, and then you're the head of the unelected EU, a Nazi project. This is reality. They just laugh at me, and they've always got like little fake intellectual little hairstyles, and they're into acting wimpy, and it's like, dude, you understand you're only hired because you act like a weak beta who'll be a traitor. The globalists want little sycophantic lapdogs. You always look at the bodyguards Zuckerberg and others have. They're never real soldiers or experts. They're always like other little weird wimps like them because they hate fighting men. They hate fighting women. The globalists hate strength because they are weakness. Now I'm going to go to break, come back with the Russian news. And then I promise I'm going to plow through the clips and get into Comey and all the rest of it. It's a jam-packed transmission. As you know, they are trying to shut us down. And they are so frustrated that they can't because of you standing with us and your prayers and the fact that you get past the censors by telling people word of mouth about the show. Infowars.com/show, the free podcast, all of it, local stations listening to. The other side of the equation is money. I want to expand. They know I'm building new studios, satellite uplinks, getting on more stations. They're scared. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we have stopped the New World War with Russia specials, limited time specials. Survival Shield X2 is going up in price, and we may not be able to source it after the next two runs. It's about to be sold out. I still have 25% off the amazing good halogen. All the others are bad for the body. It's the good halogen. If your body doesn't have the pure iodine, it'll die without it. It will try to run off fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and things like that. Survival Shield X2, incredible. Experience it for yourself. Also get an Alexa Pure Pro free with a three-month food supply purchase. Mind and Body Challenge, Pack, Brain Force Plus, Real Red Pill, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off. Alpha Power, back in stock, 25% off. Double Patriot Points from 5 points per dollar to 10 points. So that's an additional 10% off on your future purchase. With Auto Ship, that's 20% off. InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, people always said, why didn't somebody put up a resistance against the globalists, foreign corporations, taking over nation states, using their taxes, their resources, their people, their will, to dominate other nations? America has been under globalist exploitation for more than 60 years. building a private corporate empire for ruthless individuals. They've taken over our industry. They've taken over our religious institutions. They've taken over the banks. They've taken over the higher education. And they have produced an anti-human, eugenics-based, post-industrial technocracy that is authoritarian in the Davos Group and the EU's own words. But they hope that they can confuse you and lie to you on CNN and MSNBC. And then if you're the 20% that actually cares about even mainstream news, or if you're the 80% that get your news from comedy shows, well, they sit there and condescend and edit and prey on you. They know you're a mark. They know they're targeting you. They revel in their hatred for you and your family. When I say that, folks, you've heard the recordings. You've seen the spirit. To be bad and to do this kind of stuff to people, you have to get into it. They're into it. They're like, why would a serial killer grab little kids out of the backs of their backyards and take them into dungeons and torture them and rape them for months? Because a little child begging for mommy and screaming is called beautiful music to a psychopath, to a Satanist. Raping them, torturing them, gouging their eyeballs out as they pray for mommy and mommy never coming, that makes them feel good. And so to a lesser extent, you've got the cowardly psychopaths in establishment media. They can't get away with stuff like that. But if they can push gender confusion and teach your five-year-old boy that he's to chop his genitals off and screw him up, that's a big vampiric win. If they can make you take on a whole new language of total mental illness, like a Tower of Babel where no one can even communicate and where mother and father, male and female, are a crime, they win. It's called depopulation. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the news right now, ladies and gentlemen. Nuclear doomsday plane goes airborne. As war fears grow, E-4B Night Watch allows U.S. to maintain chain of command in the event of a major conflict. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Then it breaks it all down, that these are only airborne when the DEFCON moves up towards the chance of a nuclear war. And, of course, if you strike Russian forces preemptively, they can then strike you, and then it goes tit for tot, and you're into a major war, perhaps even a nuclear war, and all the top analysts of Russia studies in the U.S., in Europe, in Russia. I mean, we've had many of them on. In fact, we've had Princeton University professor on before. I've had other professors on as well. Professor Emeritus of Russian Studies at Princeton University and New York University, Stephen Cohen, told Tucker Carlson last night he is more worried than he's ever been at the prospect of nuclear war with Russia. Here, let's just hear from him.
More worried than I've ever been for nearly 50 years of studying and participating in U.S.-Russian relations. I think the situation, your generation was born after the Cuban Missile Crisis, but you were taught in school, as were my children, that the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 was the moment when we came closest ever to nuclear war with Russia, and the learned lesson was supposed to be we should never get there again, and we are very close, and here's why. If Trump or somebody sends these missiles against Syria, there are Russian soldiers embedded in almost all Syrian army units, even in dormitories. If, and this I know because Moscow has said so, if Russians die, if Damascus is attacked, the capital of Syria, Russia will retaliate with its excellent weapons, every bit as good as ours. Some people say, in some regards, in missile technology, better. Russia will strike. Americans in Syria will die. And we will be where we have never, ever, ever been with Russia, killing each other, bearing in mind that both nations are laden with nuclear weapons. So I am more worried than I have ever been in my life, at least since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
But that's okay, because the mainstream media only wants parents to stand down and let the school teach your children about their sexuality and try to get them to change their sex. I remember 30 years ago, or longer now, in high school, hardly how old I am now, you had to sign a form, but your parents didn't let you go to health class because they'd show you, you know, footage of gonorrhea and stuff like that in health class. But I remember thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I wasn't really a leftist, but I thought, all these goody-two-shoe right-wingers, why are they afraid of the school being involved in sex education? This makes sense for us to know these things. You know, my dad was a physician, so I already had been taught a lot of things. I thought it was normal to have info. But I didn't realize in other schools around the country at that very time, they were already in New York and other areas teaching seven-year-olds how to perform anal sex and do things I can't even say and using it as a way to corrupt them. And now, hell, they're telling five-year-olds, you're not a boy, you're not a girl, you'll be something else, you're a little girl. And these liberal women want to abuse their sons, as Camille Paglia has said, as a sacrament of attacking manhood to raise little soy boys. That's what they give them, no meat, no nothing, just soy. It's a religion. The man's never there. And, again, they're passing bathroom bills where anybody can go any bathroom they want. And Cuomo, you know, says, well, if your daughter doesn't like seeing a man's genitals in a shower at school, she's a bigot. Imagine, they want full-grown adult men to go in the showers with your 10-year-olds. And you're a bigot. See, once it's you're a bigot, give us your rights. Give us your speech. Give us your children. Give it, give it, give it. They know what they're doing. They're asking for the stars. They're asking for a trillion miles. They don't care if they only get 500 billion. But here's the deal. They're getting what they want because these schools and facilities are cults. And everyone wants to one-up the next person. Can you imagine? They said, if your daughter doesn't want to see a full-grown man, the example was the news article about they're going to have transgendered men that are women in public schools showering with your daughters. They said, you know, the coach or whatever. And Cuomo said, big deal. That's a good thing. So we've got all this potential nuclear war, all the rest of it going on, but none of that matters. Joy Behar says Kim Jong-un and Putin have more sanity than Trump. So now they can't even get their story straight. They love a total dictator that's killed millions of people. Putin is elected, but they say he secretly runs Trump. But now Putin has more sanity. These leftists can't even get their BS straight. Here's Joy Behar.
Point in this world now where we have to rely on the sanity of Kim Jong-un and Putin over the president of the United States. That's where we're at. We're hoping because here's one of the Russian prime minister, one of the guys over there said, we do not do diplomacy by tweet.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
This isn't even congruent arguments. He's saying, come talk to us. Stop threatening us. It's the threatening thing that's bad. But see, they want him to shut up. Oh, when Trump has a platform, it's bad. Though Behar's got her ABC show. See how there's all agendas here. Here it is.
What makes me nervous is that I don't know that this president is able to compartmentalize things in the way that a president should. So when he has all this Stormy Daniels stuff and his personal attorneys, you know, law firm and home being raided by the FBI, I just wonder if that is agitating him so much.
Yes.
Does he then lean towards making emotional
decisions? Bill Clinton was famous for being able to
compartmentalize things.
Monica Lewinsky, Syria.
It was Iraq.
Can he do that? Well, he can do it. But cannot do it. I don't know. I'll doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, who do you think is putting the pressure on the president? It's these people. And those harpies perched up there, betting on America to fail because they're globalists. They're the elites that perch on you. They know it. They talk about it. They enjoy it. They hate you because they're traitorous sacks of garbage. Never forget, they are your enemy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Cacistocracy. Your cacistocracy is collapsing, says ex-CIA director as he tears into Trump. This is a bureaucratic position put in there by Obama, who was caught illegally spying on the candidate Trump, President-elect Trump, and then President Trump, right up until the time Trump fired him under the orders of Obama. And John O. Brennan thinks he's God. Former CIA director John Brennan, the guy that is a Wahhabist, the guy that's been caught lying to Congress, just like clappers in the news saying Trump's bad. Why do we have Clapper on the news? Clapper got caught lying to Congress saying the NSA's never spied on one American. And the moon's also made of cheese. And there's not only two genders, there's 5 million. Former CIA Director John Brennan on Friday went after President Trump over his attacks on former FBI Director James Comey, tweeting that Trump's cacistocracy is collapsing after its lamentable journey. Now, let's compare reality here. $4-plus trillion the stock market, extra. They've only knocked off a trillion, so $3 trillion. 2 million new jobs, lowest unemployment rate ever, highest small business startup, the most new companies coming back to the country, Trump fighting back against the lopsided trade deficit, killing TPP. Some say he's flip-flopping. No, he said, I'm taking us out of it and killing it all because it's an unfair agreement. We can renegotiate it later. And we'll do it unilaterally, nation to nation. Won't be secret. That's what he always said. They said he flip-flopped. That's one way they attack him, to the right wing. People want to score fake points. When Trump does something wrong, I'll get into it. But I am in the guts of this. I am in the facts of this. I'll get into that next hour, though. That's a whole other issue. Let me get back to this. It's just like DACA, or it's just like the guns. He'll say, oh, yeah, tell me what you want, whatever you want. Not saying it's going to pass, but tell me what you want. Feinstein rubs her hands together like a rat, meets the Wicked Witch of the East, and says, well, we want to repeal the Second Amendment. And he goes, okay, well, thank you for showing your hand, baby. He did it on DACA. They got nothing. He said during the campaign, he said, yeah, there might be a million people been here for decades, no criminal record. Let's accelerate them getting their citizenship. But if you have been here over and over again, you've been deported, you have a criminal record, you're gone. What a joke. The media said, he hates Mexicans and says they're all scum. There's no video of it. He didn't say it. Just like I didn't say there's Martian slave bases. Very, 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 very fake news. This is what they do. But they say it enough to where you're supposed to believe it. So it's amazing. Now, I want to get to Comey's incredible behavior on ABC. They analyzed this. Comey talks about briefing Trump on the Steele dossier, the Fusion GPS, where the head of the Russia operation of the Justice Department, Strzok, well, that was the FBI, the head of the Justice Department operation, gave his wife the contract. She only went to work at Fusion GPS for the Russia Gate dossier. It's a pure fiction. It's admitted to not be true. They don't care. He just gets up and says, well, I don't know if people peed on him. You also don't know if he flies around on Christmas Eve with Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Dasher and Blitzen and Comet and all the rest of them. I mean, you can't say that Trump doesn't fly around on Christmas Eve with Santa Claus. You can't say that he doesn't secretly have a little forked tail either. You can't say that Trump isn't drinking baby blood at night. But we all know that's really the globalists and the leftists and all their Aleister Crowley crap that they publicly admit they do. So there you go. We know it's the Clintons and Epstein and the Lolita Express and the kidnapped kids. But none of that matters. It didn't matter what's in the WikiLeaks. It's who got them. And the whole story becomes that, and the media parrots that until even those of us that are awake finally focus on what they're saying. They still have the power to bully us and to beat a dead horse to death until just by rhythmic motion. They get us into a trance of yes. And then we debate that we're not Russians instead of what are you talking about? You're the ones in the WikiLeaks committing the crimes. Let's remember that. So I think every day we should start publishing articles about remember this WikiLeak. Remember that WikiLeak. Maybe we should write a new article about it's about what's in the WikiLeaks, stupid, and put that out, and hopefully Drudge would link to it and relist the 100 top WikiLeaks. Remember that we'll have the kids for entertainment in the hot tub? We'll have the Aleister Crowley preparation with blood and semen ready, sir? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. But let's go ahead and go to Herr Comey. And just listen to this, trying to push a book. And then Trump says, you're a slime ball. The article's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And the media's like, oh, my God, I've been shooting the FBI. How dare you? It's President Mueller and Vice President Comey. They're not elected, but they are the most important, pure, driven, snow, good boys. You ever seen American Psycho? It's very accurate how he looks super handsome. Christian Bale, nice suit. Very authoritative, tells the women what to do. That's just how silver-tongued real psychopaths, high-level operatives are. Because, see, the low-level psychopaths, the ones you hear about, that get caught. The smart ones, it's admitted, get into the power structure. And so they got their little psycho outfits on, their little perfect suits. We're good boys. We're wearing nice suits. Well, we now need to call him Dear Leader Mueller. Dear Vice Leader Comey. Now, let's go to Lord Comey. Here it is.
I'm about to meet with a person who doesn't know me. He's just been elected president of the United States by all accounts, and from my watching him during the campaign, could be volatile. And I'm about to talk to him about allegations that he was involved with prostitutes in Moscow and that the Russians taped it and have leverage over him.
Was there any choice there? Why, if this was salacious...
Let's hit pause. You got Stephanopoulos, the former chief of staff of the Clintons. Just like when you see Brennan or you see any of these people, used to, if Fox was covering News Corp news, they'd say, that's our parent company. Or used to, people would point out, by the way, oh, I should say this, I'm a Clinton operative, Stephanopoulos, but they don't. It's the former chief of staff for the Clintons. Comey goes way back at the FBI with Mueller covering up for them. It's all one little ringleader group here, and they're just talking about prostitutes peeing on people when the whole thing's admitted to be fake. And you look at Comey's body language, this is a studied con man trying to not give off any facial expressions when he is lying his butt off. Let's continue.
If this was salacious and this particular part of the dossier unverified, still unverified, by the way?
Yes. So far as when I got fired, it was unverified.
Did you tell him that the steel...
Let's stop right there. They think the audience is dumb. It's been admitted to be totally fake. But they know you don't have a long memory. They hope you don't, like Gruber said. We're here about getting our memories up to snuff. You can develop your memory, as everybody knows. Or unless you forgot that. They're all betting you don't remember, so they play this game. They got to add that as a proviso, but do it real slick, like, well, still, I don't remember since I got off. Well, we don't know then. Oh, God, maybe it's true. Maybe the prostitutes, you know... projectile diarrhea all over him, too. Maybe Trump drank gallons of diarrhea. Maybe he jumped out of a window and turned into a bat and flew to Pluto. Let's continue with the former head of the Clinton operation, Stephanopoulos, posing as an ABC News person. Let's hear from the political hack. Let's hear it.
By his political opponents?
No. I didn't even think I used the term steel dossier. I just talked about additional material.
But did he have a right to know that?
That it had been financed by his political opponents? I don't know the answer to that. It wasn't necessary for my goal, which was to alert him that we had this information.
What a good friend. We're alerting you. He's the admitted guy that lied to Congress about leaking and then said, well, I didn't leak. I gave it to a professor at a university to leak it. That's like a mafia don. I didn't kill Bobby the Bull. I had Rocco, one of my captains, tell some of the soldiers that I had a problem. And if they didn't take care of the problem, they were going to be sleeping in the canal. But I didn't hurt nobody. Let's go back to Comey. Here he is.
How graphic did you get?
I think as graphic as I needed to be. I started to tell him about the allegation was that he had been involved with prostitutes in a hotel in Moscow in 2013 during a visit for the Miss Universe pageant, and that the Russians had filmed the episode. And he interrupted very defensively and started talking about it. You know, do I look like a guy who needs...
Hit pause. Hookers? Defensively... You got the FBI director telling you there's footage of you with hookers. It's total bull. Trump's a neat freak. It's well known. Just a load of crap. We're going to finish up with this straight ahead when we come back and so much more. I'm Alex Jones. This is The Resistance. We are victory. Standing together against the globalists and Soros and the Hollywood filth, we will prevail. They will all go bankrupt. They will go to hell. We will move forward.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.